Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Lance Pry. The suspected gunman in a deadly mass shooting at a Midtown Atlanta medical center was arrested after about an eight-hour-long manhunt. 24-year-old Deion Patterson is accused of shooting five women, killing one. Three of the women are in critical condition as of last night. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens.
During an enormously tense afternoon and evening, I want to thank our citizens for keeping calm, staying in place, and for providing critical information to law enforcement throughout the day.
Interest rates are going up. Again,
the Federal Reserve has announced they are raising rates a quarter of a percentage point for the 10th rate hike in a row. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
We've raised interest rates by a total of 5 percentage points in order to attain a stance of monetary policy that is sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2% over time.
While recent reports show inflation is cooling, it's still not near the Fed's target rate of 2%. I'm John Schaefer.
The Israeli military is reporting Israeli troops this morning killed three Palestinians wanted in connection with a deadly attack against Israelis. Forces entered the city of Nablus in the early morning hours and raided an apartment where the men were located. According to the statement from the military, troops and the suspects exchanged gunfire where the three men were killed. A whistleblower has come forward claiming President Biden was criminally involved in a pay-for-policy voting while vice president. The claim says the FBI and the Department of Justice had the information before the 2020 election. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer has now issued a subpoena requiring the FBI to turn over the FD 1023 document to them. Senator Josh Hawley on Fox News last night.
Sunshine is the best disinfectant. We all need to see it. Let's get it all out there so people can see what the facts are.
USA News.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The world's first RSV, or respiratory vaccine, is now FDA approved.
The vaccine was developed by pharma giant GSK. The shot is for adults ages 60 and over. A late-stage clinical trial showed the single-dose vaccine lowers the risk of symptoms by 83% and of severe illness by 94%. The CDC still needs to recommend the shot before it's available to the public, and a CDC advisory committee is scheduled to meet in June. I'm Skip Kelly.
The Florida State Legislature passed a bill yesterday that would make it a trespassing misdemeanor for those over 18 to use some bathrooms that do not align with the sex the person was assigned at birth. The bill, called the Safety and Private Spaces Act, affects bathrooms and changing rooms in the state and local government buildings, schools, colleges, and detention centers. The Florida Legislature is expected to wrap up its two-month legislative session tomorrow. Want to save more money? Apparently, there's an app for that.
In a sense, Apple's high-yield savings account attracted just shy of $1 billion in deposits in the first 4 days of its launch. That's according to a Forbes report. The tech giant launched a high-yield savings account last month as more consumers are hoping to take advantage of the ongoing high-interest rate environment. I'm Ryan Daniels.
National Hockey League playoffs continue tonight. Florida at Toronto and Seattle at Dallas. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it starts with the whole truth and nothing but the truth, right? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we're pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. Dr. Veronica Kirilenko is joining us now. She's a senior editor of the New American Magazine. We're going to be talking about COVID and the lifting of the COVID vax mandates. Veronica, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Well, after threatening 100 million Americans with loss of employment back in September of 21, if you didn't take the experimental COVID shots, the Biden administration is now lifting the mandate next week when the national public health emergency for the coronavirus is set to expire. And all God's children said hallelujah, right?
Bill, I'm really not sure if there ever was an emergency, of course, and if these mandates were ever justified from any perspective. Take legal, ethical, scientific, never made sense.
Well, again, the American people, they didn't know, should have found out after 2.5 years especially. They trained us well that anything that has emergency associated with the government means that we are going to have our liberties infringed upon. And this is exactly what happened. I think that this is what you're suggesting. There really wasn't a real emergency, especially when you start breaking down the numbers. And here we are 2.5 years later, and we come away with this sense that they all lied to us, Veronica.
Yes, Bill. They lied to us, and even worse, they lied to us not because they, pursued some noble goal. I know that many observers use terms noble lies, suggesting that people like Dr. Fauci and the CDC, Walensky, and all the NIH top people and the Biden administration were following science. They were trying to keep Americans safe, and for our own safety, for our own protection, they really wanted as many people as possible to get vaccinated. And for that, they employed propaganda. We know that they formed a COVID community course that employed trusted messengers such as our primary care physicians, nurses, people in churches, in schools, everywhere. Virtually, you could not avoid this propaganda. And if you survived these years without getting coerced or tricked or manipulated into having that, congratulations, you survived probably the most sophisticated efforts in PSYOPs ever, probably in history.
Exactly.
And then we had this ugly cousin of propaganda, censorship. We know, thanks to the Twitter file, how DOJ and FBI and the top of the Biden administration coordinated with Twitter, which is such a social vast media platform, censoring doctors, top doctors from you know, the best possible institutions, academia, who questioned mandates, saying these vaccines are far from perfect. Again, Bill, even if they were perfect, government has no business in telling Americans what to do and what to put in their bodies, what to do in terms of taking or not taking any medical treatments. And speaking about mandates, you know that, for example, the Supreme Court was very you remember the OSHA mandate, the one that concerned high, larger businesses who hired 100 or more employees. And they said, they defined in their ruling that vaccines were irreversible medical treatment. And this is all you need to know. This is how serious it is. Yet the Biden administration and Biden himself disregarded the United States Constitution, didn't care about any of that, about your medical freedom, about your liberty, about your loss of income, about any of that. So they did what they did, and now they are ending this mandate. It doesn't mean anything.
Exactly.
I mean, it doesn't change anything. And, Bill, if you ever speak with vaccine-injured people, it's a complete different story.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, and this is the thing that we're starting to see now, and get ready for the liability. And, you know, the thing that I'm most concerned about is that we, the people, are going to get stuck with a bill because the pharmaceuticals are exonerated. The elected officials time and again get exonerated. But look, at we the people need to find a way to let those who were part of this cabal. We mentioned Twitter because we know from the Twitter files. Well, I can guarantee you whatever happened at Twitter happened at Google. It happened with, you know, Facebook, all the social media, mainstream media. It was a cabal. The bureaucratic industrial complex all came together and supported these kind of draconian mandates that violated our constitutional rights. And as a result, here in the United States, you know, let's go with their number. Let's go with their big number that it killed over 1 million people. Worldwide, something like 7 million people died as a result of this kind of, you know, these kind of mandates and these kind of things that took away the liberties of people, not only here in the United States, but around the world.
Yes, sir. And, you know, the guy, Edward Dowd, he's a former BlackRock manager, and he's really deeply involved in research concerning the impact of vaccinations. And he uses the official CDC data of on excess mortality, and he uses data coming from the insurance companies, funeral homes. He uses data coming from the Department of Labor, who that tracks insurance claims from American workforce. And he now says that as many as much as 30% of all Americans employed are now in some form injured.
Wow.
Not necessarily from the vaccine, because it's really hard to say that, yes, it was the cause, but 30% of American workforce is third. It's not normal. It was never like that. And he says that actually being employed, people who are employed are usually in much better shape than those who are not, because you need to get up every morning, go to work. You're usually in a better shape than people who, for some reason, cannot work.
Yeah.
But this is how bad it is, and the data from all over the world confirms this excess mortality. And mandates played a huge role, because if you look at the curve, the trends of the vaccinations in America, they kind of started to flatten around August of 2021, and then Delta hit, and the cases went up. And then Biden decided that his patience was wearing thin with unvaccinated, and he said that we need to protect vaccinated people from the unvaccinated, which made no sense because
exactly.
At that point you need to protect somebody who presumably has the best possible protection ever from this virus. And don't forget how
Dr. Fauci said it didn't matter. It was only going to last. Natural immunity was only good for a couple months. But that's a whole other story. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. We've got more from Dr. Veronica Karolinko after this.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. She's Dr. Veronica Karolinko, a senior editor of the New American Magazine. Bottom line, Veronica, did the COVID vaccine deliver on its promise?
Absolutely not. absolutely, it did not deliver on its promise. Initially, Bill, we were told that these vaccines were 95% effective in stopping viral transmission. And the central assumption was, in other words, vaccinating person A prevented person B from catching the virus. And you remember how all mainstream media and all, again, top officials, healthcare, so-called, you know, SARS, Fauci, et cetera, they said you become the dead end for the virus.
Right.
But it was never the case, because the first indication for me, Bill, was that the manufacturers, all of them, Pfizer, Moderna, and J&J, they started to work on boosters the same year the vaccine was released broadly to the public. Well, the first starts to get to be administered back in December of 2020, but the elderly, first responders, etc. But the general public received them, depending on the state, in March or April of 2021. So this is when I saw the first reports that the big pharma was working on boosters.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first thing. And then if you remember, CDC lifted mask mandates. It wasn't mask mandate. They called it a recommendation, but masks were everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, if you're vaccinated, you don't need a mask. But then 1 month later, they said, oh, actually, even if you are vaccinated, you still need a mask, because the viral load that the vaccinated people carried in their mouths and noses were the same as if you were unvaccinated. So the viral load in unvaccinated, if you caught COVID, was the same. It was no difference. And the CDC explicitly said that, meaning it didn't make any difference whatsoever in stopping replication of the virus if you caught it and then transmitting it to somebody else. And then it was June of 2021, Bill. And then the mandates hit in September of 2021, so 3 months later. The CDC knew, and the Biden says, you still need to get it or lose your job,
mm-hmm.
being unable to feed your family. So vaccines didn't work. And then during 2021 and 2022, the CDC kept expanding their recommendation on boosters. They said first that you need one more. Then they said you need two more, three more, four more. In some cases, five or even up to six doses in total you should have got.
Mm.
And then, you know, last month, the FDA recalls the EUAs for those boosters. They say you no longer need them. In fact, we will not even be offering them anymore. But now what you get is you get the bivalent booster.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still experimental, by the way, Bill. Mm-hmm. So no, if you get injured again, good luck pursuing them. It will never happen. You will never receive any compensation in case you get injured, and the chances are good that you would. So it's unbelievable. And you know, I interview people, I speak with doctors and scientists and activists, and one of them, and one of my favorite people I spoke with ever was Vera Sharoff. She's a Holocaust survivor, very closely affiliated with the Children's Health Defense, Robert Kennedy Jr. And she calls it crimes against humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Says
yes.
These people and these policies are no different than what we've seen in Europe in the 40s, in late 30s and 40s.
Exactly. Yeah, that we read about what the Nazis have done, what they did with experimental drug usage on, particularly in orphanages, kids that they could just have their way with. And not to mention the less thans that they determined to be less than it didn't matter. They were just guinea pigs. But in this particular case, you got the CDC, you got the government, you got the whole cabal, social media, mainstream media, all behind this effort to do this kind of damage, to commit these kinds of crimes against humanity. You know, it was like we were talking off air, Veronica, that to me, you know, my question is, what's the difference between what they did in raising the fear level? And this, you know, came from President Joe Biden, including, who raised the fear level that if you didn't get vaccinated, that you were going to kill grandma and all this stuff. I mean, what's the difference between that and yelling, you know, fire in a theater where there's no fire?
It was very irresponsible, and I would not listen to anything that Joe Biden says because he is not there. He's just a shell of a man that once was, maybe, but he's a demented, you know, another great person. He unfortunately is no longer with us. Vladimir Zelenko. Mm-hmm. Who pioneered one of the first successful COVID treatment protocols. He called Joe Biden demented puppet. This is what he is. But still, he's the president, right? And does he bear any responsibility for what he says, what he does? Technically, yes. But in fact, I'm not sure that he would ever be held responsible for what he has done to America. I don't know, Bill. I still remain very, very optimistic in regard to what happens to us as the republic, as the greatest republic, as the greatest nation this world has ever seen. Because one indication, speaking about vaccines and the new formulations, only 11% of Americans had taken them since they were approved, authorized in last August. So just 11% of people believe in the narrative.
Yeah. That says something. And the thing is, again, I think what we need to refocus on, Veronica, and grab again is the significance, the clear importance of liberty and our freedoms. You know, the government came in, they took it away, and we've got to claim it back, because that's how we're going to get this country back on track and keep us from, you know, coming into the situation again. Because look at right now, it's COVID and we're on the other side of COVID. Guess what? There are other clear and present dangers that are around us right now that aren't necessarily COVID related, but they are related to our freedoms, no doubt, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, another great thing is that I think that COVID, it woke up in COVID-related policies, rather, and the way the administration acted and the way medical journals behaved and the medical establishment behaved and the big pharma did what they did. People see that. I mean, they think that we're deplorable, that we're not very smart, not very sharp, but people can see through their lies and see what their actions were about. It wasn't about health. It was always about control. It was always about more authoritarian measures and taking away people's freedoms and liberties, closing churches, you know, but at the same time allowing Walmart to run and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, there are so many examples. And people can see that, and many people made conclusions, and they understand now that the government is not their friends, and the experts are not impartial. They are not about, you know, seeking the truth and working out the best solutions for the nation's interests and people's interests. It's not. And I think that COVID has been a blessing in disguise, really, because otherwise people would never accept that there are very bad actors in the government.
Without a doubt.
Because it's a very uncomfortable thing, actually, a very uncomfortable thought to live with. But now people do, and they have to do something about
it. Well, exactly, because we've empowered this government, and we saw what they did, and people died. People died, and we lost our freedom in believing that they knew what they were talking about, and look what happened. You know, and as you say, Veronica, God, I hope we learned our lesson. I hope we learned our lesson and we find a way, number one, to reclaim our freedoms, and number two, to make sure this doesn't happen again. Dr. Carolyn Gold.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA News Update. The suspected gunman in a deadly mass shooting at a Midtown Atlanta medical center was arrested after about an eight-hour-long manhunt. 24-year-old Deion Patterson is accused of shooting five women, killing one. Three of the women are in critical condition as of last night. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens.
During an enormously tense afternoon and evening, I want to thank our citizens for keeping calm, staying in place, and for providing critical information to law enforcement throughout the day.
The Israeli military is reporting Israeli troops this morning killed three Palestinians, wanted in connection with a deadly attack against Israelis. Forces entered the city of Nablus in the early morning hours and raided an apartment where the men were located. According to the statement from the military, troops and the suspects exchanged gunfire where the three men were killed. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Craig Huey is joining us. Craig, of course, is the speaker for the Election Forum and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, the Huey Report. Hey, Craig, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm excited about today, a National Day of Prayer. But I do want to address the theme. The theme really caused me to pause just a moment. What they did was kind of invert, you know, the word of God that said the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, right, from James 5:16. And they kind of altered it a little bit. They say pray fervently. This is the theme for this year's National Day of Prayer. It says pray fervently in righteousness and avail much. Well, you got to understand, first of all, what has to happen is that God will not hear the prayers of the unrighteous. So what does that mean? You know, so you've got to be in right standing before you come to the throne room of God. And there's only one way to be in right standing and righteous, and that is that, first of all, you've got to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you need to confess and repent of your sins. I mean, the reason that we're having this National Day in prayer is to draw pause to say, what, you know, especially in light of the evidence that abounds. You know, you can't think, oh, well, you know, this must be some sort of accident that's happened to us. And that, you know, maybe if we just prayed harder, if we acted more religiously, then maybe these bad things would go away, right?
You know, what you're talking about here, Bill, is so important. Every listener needs to understand God's not asking us to just have a better living life. not have bad words come out of our mouth, or to go out and, you know, help, you know, the homeless or help somebody in need, and then we're going to be righteous. He's talking about a personal relationship with the true and living God.
Yes.
And what he's talking about is something where it's God who's doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
All we have to do is have a heart crying out, God, forgive me of my sins. I repent of my sins. I accept you as my personal Savior. And he'll come in, and the power of the Holy Spirit does that change. And, you know, we're an instrument in prayer. Every listener, they might be unable to do anything right now physically. They may be, you know, not able to go out and be able to even go to church or do different things,
mm-hmm.
but they can pray.
Yes.
Everyone who's listening has that power of prayer. It is so absolutely critical. And so with this National Day of Prayer, this is a time for us to pray for the leaders of our country, to pray that there be justice and there be righteousness in the land,
mm-hmm.
that this country would be restored. Because I believe through the power of prayer, Bill, power of prayer, you're talking about the living God, the power of God, the omnipotent one, the omnipresent one, the omniscient one, the one who's able to do anything, who knows the past, knows the future, and is operating in the present.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're talking about this, we look at the problems of our nation, we look at the problems in our state, we look at the problems in our neighborhoods. We look at the problems in our homes. We look at our problems that we personally have. The power is in prayer.
Yeah.
And
how do we handle these things? I mean, just for a moment. I mean, as you say, take a look at the culture. I mean, we're trying to deal with, you know, really this war on God that has come against God directly. You know, God said, I created a man and woman, and now you've got the culture saying, oh, no, God got it wrong. I mean, there's like 80 different derivations of genders that are available. We're mutilating our children. We're killing babies in the womb. We're killing babies outside of the womb. I mean, it is just a massive mess that is taking place right now. And the thing that's amazing, it's not like you've got 100% agreement, but you have too much agreement and accommodation for this kind of insanity and unrighteousness and injustice that's happening in our country today. And so who but God to come in and reconcile all this? But it takes people of faith. And it takes people who are righteous, that are committed. And by that, I'm not saying that they're perfect by no means, but our standing in Jesus Christ gives us that effective authority position to come to the Father, to come boldly into the throne room of grace and ask for grace and mercy in the time of need. Right. And this is what we need. We need grace and mercy in this time of need.
And that's who God is. And here's the thing. He's available to anyone who would call out his name.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who have accepted him, they're able to use the power of prayer. And look, I believe everybody listening needs to be involved in helping make changes in our society, in our culture, in teaching the kids right from wrong, truth versus falsehood. I think that people need to be able to, for their kids, their grandkids, their great grandkids, they need to be able to reach out. But also we need to reach out politically,
mm-hmm.
be able to change the course of this nation. But when it gets down to it, what today is a day of prayer. You know, you go back to Acts 17:17. You have Paul, he's in a pagan city. Worse than it is in San Francisco. You have Paul in a city where, it says he took the power of being in the marketplace. Power of being in the marketplace. He was talking and interacting with people that were just filled with idol worship and idols, filled with the relativism that we see today, where there is where right is wrong and wrong is right. It was that way then. full of relativism, full of desperation. And the Word of God says that they were looking for something new. They were looking for insight and truth. And so he did not hesitate to be in prayer about what was going on, and then stepping out and doing something to speak the truth in love.
Exactly.
And he was mocked. He was ridiculed. He was persecuted, but he stood for what was right. And everyone needs to take a look at this, that in a day such as now, that we are called to be ambassadors for Christ. We're called to speak out on truth and not shy away. We're told to be able to use the talents we have in any way we can to reach out. Otherwise, people won't hear that truth.
That's right.
They need to desperately. And here's the thing. Bill, in Acts 17:30, what's the end of the fact that these people are searching for truth? They're searching for insight. They're curious about it. Many of them mocked, but there were still some who wanted to know the truth. You brought it back to what you just talked about. In Acts 17:30, you talked about the need to repent, the need to turn away from their sins and to accept the true and living God as their personal Savior. And so it's kind of a model for us. People who are listening, they can reach out on the phone. They can reach out today in text. They can go on Twitter. They can go on Getter. They can go on Truth Social. They can go on Facebook. They can go on Instagram. All these are great things to be able to declare today to be a day of prayer, to talk about the love of Jesus Christ, to be able to speak the truth in love. And even if they don't do that, they can be in prayer.
Right. And the thing that gives us confidence is because Almighty God has done this before, right, Craig? I mean, this isn't something, you know, that's never happened before. I mean, there have been situations much worse than where America, where the world is right now, and God answered prayer. But again, it starts with us being, you know, repenting, okay, humbling ourselves, praying, coming to God, seeking God, and get out of the way. Watch what God does. And, you know, because that will follow up. Our repentance will follow up with prayer. And it will be that targeted, effective prayer that comes from the Holy Spirit. Stay with us. We've got more from Craig.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. At Office Depot, teachers mean the world to us for all of their support, guidance, smiles, and tears. For the early morning extra help sessions, late night paper grading, and everything in between, their desire to create brighter futures and make the world a better place is inspiring. To thank teachers this Teacher Appreciation Week and beyond, teachers with a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards membership can get a special coupon for 30% back in bonus rewards on qualifying in-store purchases, including classroom supplies, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, and more. Now through July 1st, visit officedepot.com/education to learn more. And thanks to the generosity of Office Depot and Office Max customers, the company raised over $2.1 million to support teachers, students, and Title I schools last year. The in-store school supply drive was recently enhanced, and this year will help hundreds of additional Title I schools nationwide. Visit officedepot.com or a local Office Depot or Office Max store to learn more.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Craig Huey continues with us. He is the author, political commentator, speaker for the Election Forum. And, Craig, you know, we talked about what's going on in the culture. Again, we're celebrating a National Day of Prayer. We encourage everybody, however way you can. Understand this, that, our prayers transcend buildings, walls, distance. We can all come together. You know, one of the things that I think about every Sunday, for example, particularly amongst the Catholic faith, is we are united all around the world in praying the Lord's Prayer. What a powerful prayer, right? And I think about that, Craig. I think, oh, my gosh, here's all these churches and people around the world, you know, praying God's will be done, praying the Lord's Prayer, what Jesus gave. And so understand that today, this is a holy day. This is a day that's been set aside for us to come together, to be in agreement, to humbly come before God, understanding that nobody's perfect. We've all sinned, okay? And we need to reconcile ourselves to God. And the way you do that, first of all, we've got to confess and say, hey, we're sinners. We are sinners, and God, we're looking to you. We're humbling ourselves because we know that in and of ourselves, we don't have the goods. We don't have the power. But as you said, Craig, quite appropriately in Scripture, it reminds us time and again, and there is a history, there's been a tradition of God stepping in, and we want God to come in and intervene and straighten this mess out for us and give us the guidance that we need in order to, once it is straightened out, that we can pick up the pieces and that we can again, you know, do the things that He's called us to do. Because when you look at this country, for example, historically, it's been people of faith that have time and again saved this country, saved the world, that have done incredible things. I mean, when you think about it, Craig, behind every great story and miracle, you go, oh, there's God. Oh, there's God.
Yeah.
There's God, you know. Go ahead.
That's right. That's right. And that recognition of the power of God to be able to make change. The power of God to turn that which is bad into that which is good.
Amen.
And whether it's for our personal lives or for our nation, this is a time for people in unity to really pray. You can pray at breakfast. You can pray at lunch. You can pray at dinner. You can pray in between. You can pray throughout the day. You can pray standing up. You can pray sitting down. One of the things Shelly and I do when we on a regular basis over the years, is going to a church, and we've spoken at churches on the National Day of Prayer, and you've got people gathered around. There's thousands of churches today that are having some event for the National Day of Prayer. I've spoken in city parks where, yes, where it's a citywide event where people come out in the city. There's throughout the United States, in every city, there's people in parks doing this, or in the beach or in the mountain. And there's all types of events. But again, you don't need to go to an event. It's great. It's encouraging to see other people praying and to listening to study. Right now in Washington, D.C., there is an event with some of the nation's top leading pastors and Christian leaders calling out to God, leading people in prayer. Yearly they do this. And so people who are listening can participate in this, you know, and be part of what's going on nationally by millions of Christians.
Yes.
And then you don't have to stop today.
Mm-hmm.
You can carry this on because it's our incredible, one of the incredible gifts that God has given to us, mm-hmm, is the ability to cry out to Him.
See, and people need to understand how much God loves us, Craig. I mean,
yeah,
God loves His creation. I mean, you may think in your own eyes, you know, you're not worthy of it, but you know what? The Father is so long-suffering. And here He is. I mean, He sends His Son to die for us. Why?
Yes.
Why did He do that? I sit there and think, whoa, would I send my son to die for a bunch of knuckleheads? People that didn't even like me, they don't even love me, and I'm going to send my son to die for them? I mean, this is the kind of God who rules everything, and He loves us, and He wants to be reconciled because He wants to have a relationship with us. And
you know,
so
he sent His Son because there was no way we could save ourselves.
Exactly.
There's no way we can make ourselves good and better or righteous in the sight of God. All His sin comes short of the glory of God. But the Bible says that God loves us so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever would call out to Him, He would save. They can be born again. And that's just an incredible, incredible opportunity for everyone to know that they are loved by God, loved so much that He will give them that personal relationship and change their lives. And then once that happens, He'll make the changes in our lives.
Exactly.
Power of the Holy Spirit. So this is a time for prayer. Maybe prayer for the first time, to go from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son, to be translated into a whole new life, and to know with a surety, to know with certainty that on that day that you die, you will be with Him in heaven.
Exactly.
That you know for sure that your sins are forgiven because they're cleansed by the blood and death of Jesus Christ. And this is an incredible, exciting thing that God has done for every listener, and all they have to do is call out to Him.
Exactly. Well, again, the theme, based on the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man, avails much. We can storm the gates of heaven in a way. You got to understand, the gates of heaven suffer violence, right? Is what the word says. I mean, think about that. Okay? The evil one does not want righteousness, does not want justice. All that's being manifest today is being brought to you and sponsored by the devil himself. We need to bring God into this arena. And God has a proven track record time and again. I remind you that God answers the prayers of those who are fervent in their prayer, they're humble, and they're righteous, and they have right standing. What it means, again, being righteous doesn't mean we're perfect. We have right standing. And the right standing, as Craig pointed out, is because of Jesus and what Jesus has done for us. That's who gives us the right standing
and the ability to come in to the presence of a holy God. Because without Jesus Christ, we're toast. We cannot stand. Oh, yeah.
It's so counterintuitive. You know, our human nature is, I have to be good enough. I have to change my life. I have to stop doing this. I have to start doing this. That's not it.
No.
That's every other religion.
Right.
That it's up to you to do something. And every other religion, they don't have an empty tomb. Every
right.
other religion, they don't have someone who has died for them and rose from the dead
and sits at the right hand of the Father cheering us on. Because Jesus yeah. said, hey, you think you're seeing me do great things? Hey, I'm upstairs, man. I'm cheering you on. You're going to do even greater things than I did. Bring it on. Let's make it happen, you know, and see what God can do. And it's all because he loves us. He loves us and he wants a relationship with us. And as you said, there's nothing we can do. It's already been done. Everything that needs to happen has been done. All we need to do is accept the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross, right?
Yes. And, you know, Bill, we're seeing this with this revival that's taking place among young people
mm-hmm.
across the nation. That part of that has to do with the Jesus Revolution movie that Greg Laurie produced, showing the revival that took place in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Part of this has to do with the fact that the generation that most has turned their back on God. All of a sudden, we're seeing the power of the Holy Spirit sweeping through these college campuses and through different churches that are opening their doors to what are they opening it to? Prayer.
Right, exactly.
For prayer.
Well, when you talk about this generation, we were talking to Phil Hotzenpiller earlier this week, Craig, and he reminded
yes.
us that Gen Z, you know, the Hebrew name of Z, was it Hayin or something? I think it's something like that. It means sword. It means it's the number mm. seven, right?
Mm.
So this
yeah.
is the Gen Z has a mantle, an anointed mantle upon itself right now. This mm. is why they are the ones that are leading the charge right now. So you can keep an eye on what the Gen Zers are doing. Because there is a special
wow.
anointing on this generation, I believe. I agree with Phil on that. And, I love seven. I love the number seven. You,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But Bill, just think about this. The Gen Z, these young people, the ones who are listeners' kids or grandkids or great grandkids, the ones who are one of the, the groups that everybody has given up on. When they go to the poll, they vote about 89% socialist, secular, Democrat. These are ones who have never heard the gospel before. Just millions of kids who have never really heard what we've been talking about.
Exactly.
They've never even heard it. And many of them are from Christian families, and the kids being indoctrinated in elementary
in
school.
Exactly,
high
unfortunately.
School, college.
Craig, got to leave it there. Craig Huey, thank you, pal. God bless you.
What you make or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer.